Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we would love to hear from you. The lines are open right now at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. If you have a question or a topic for discussion, give us a call right now. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to talk about a passage that is just so comforting and so assuring. And it really ties into what we've been talking about all week, the fact that all of this gospel message sits on the shoulders of Christ Jesus. It really is Christ alone.
Yeah.
And we see why in 1 John chapter 5. So John has written a letter. He's dispelling all of these erroneous beliefs that were circulating at that particular time, the fact that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh, which means there is no gospel message. If he didn't come in the flesh, and if he didn't die to take away our sins, if he wasn't physically raised from the dead, we have no story. We just have a myth or something like that. But that's what a lot of people were believing and pushing back in John's day. So he wrote to dispel that. There were lots of folks saying that sin is irrelevant, that we have no sin. And John said, anyone who says they have no sin deceives himself and the truth is not in them. And so that type of teaching was circulating, and a lot of people were scratching their head and saying, what am I supposed to believe? What is right? What is true? And John sends this letter and says, I want to give you the truth, and I want to give you assurance. And so here's this truth, and we're going to start in 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. So if you want to mark this, if you haven't marked this passage, this is a passage worth marking, really coming to grips with what it says, understanding the power of this particular passage. So in verse 9 it says, if we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he is born concerning his son. So right there is a premise about the entire word of God. Mm-hmm. So from start to finish, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is God's testimony concerning his son. So this unfolding story of Jesus just moves all through the pages of the Bible. And we come toward the end, and we're going to have some very clear words as to what this testimony is all about. So whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself, and whoever does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. So God has a testimony concerning his Son. If we believe it, there's benefit. If we reject that testimony, there's consequences. So we can take a little rabbit trail right here. So there's this idea that, we all worship the same God. It doesn't matter the religion. It doesn't matter the label on our clothing, our religious clothing. You know, in the end, we all worship the same God. Well, here's a verse that would say differently. God has a testimony. So the Bible, God is testifying about his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, let me ask about all the other religions. Do they have a testimony concerning Jesus? Well, they say a lot of things about Jesus, but they don't say the same thing about Jesus that the Bible reveals about Jesus. And here's what the Bible says about Jesus. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So it's a very, very, very black and white reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's Jesus. In him is life. If you have Jesus, you have life, his life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. It's really simple, isn't it, Richard?
Very simple. And I love what he does here. He says, if you don't believe God, you're calling God a liar.
Yes.
Well, notice, clear back at the beginning of the letter, he said, if you deny your own sinfulness, you're calling God a liar. So there is no wiggle room in John's letter for anyone except Jesus. Jesus is the truth about my sin. I was sinful. I needed help. He died for my sins, was raised. Jesus is my life. I'm spiritually dead. If I don't have Jesus, I can't get spiritual life. I cannot have that eternal life. Everything is dependent upon Jesus Christ. And that's the beauty of this letter, the beauty of By Christ Alone, is when all is said and done, you either look at Jesus and you find the answer, or you're looking someplace else and you're lost.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and John ends his gospel account with this verse. I think it's chapter 20, verse 30 or 31, and he said, you know, there's much more that could be said about Jesus, and if we said it all, there wouldn't be enough books that would contain all of that information. But these things have been written so that you can believe that Jesus is truly the Son of God, and by believing in his name, you can have life everlasting. Yeah. So there's only one place to find life, eternal life, and that's in Jesus. He's the only one that has that eternal life. And so if you don't have Jesus, you're not going to have life. If you have Jesus, you have life. It's as simple as that. There is no other religious system that offers eternal life. They offer a system of rules and regulations. Yep. They offer a series of propositional statements that you either say yes to or you say no to, but not one single religion, not one single philosophy out there offers life. Why? Because there's only one place to find life, and that's in Jesus Christ. Now, he writes these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yeah.
So John just brings it to us very clearly, very direct, black and white. It's Jesus. It's Jesus alone. If you have Jesus, you have everything that Jesus has. That's life. If you don't have Jesus, you got nothing. It's as simple. So do you have Jesus? Then you can be assured that you have life everlasting. That's good news, folks.
Sure
that is such good news. And I love that God made it so simple for us. He didn't give us a complicated system to follow. He just simply said, here's my son. Believe him and receive life everlasting.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel where you hear this good news every day, and we're glad that you've joined us today. If you'd like to join us by phone, you can do that at 844-322-2742. Open lines right now, 844-322-2742. In fact, that line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd love for you to pose your question by using that number. And, Bob, we only have, I think this coming Tuesday is the final day of the month of October, and we've had this wonderful DVD series that you and Richard have put together. So that offer is ending on this coming Tuesday at midnight. And what would you say to our listeners to encourage them to make a donation and get a copy of this DVD called The Reformation Project?
If you want to know the simplicity of the gospel, here's a resource that will give you the simplicity of the gospel. We live in a world that is sophisticated, it's complex, it's complicated. We get confused in all of that complexity, and oftentimes we try to make the gospel message more complex than what it really is. But it is all about Jesus, and this is a resource that can really just clear out that clutter of confusion that may be swirling around in your mind as far as what the gospel it really is, and just really connect you to the simplicity of Jesus Christ himself. So it is a wonderful, wonderful resource. We look at the five solas of the Reformation, Scripture alone. Where are you going to go to find truth? Where are you going to go to seek answers in life? Well, the Word of God alone points us to Jesus Christ alone. So we have to start right there with the Word of God. Well, when we read the Word of God, what do we discover? Well, we discover that God exists, that he's made himself known to us in Christ Jesus, and that's all an outreach of his grace. That's an aspect of his grace that he's directed to us. And if he didn't choose to treat us according to his grace, then we would be hopelessly lost. So it's grace alone. That's what we discover in the Word of God. And then we see also that it's not by works We're all trying to offer God some form of work, some form of human work, whether it's a sacrifice, whether it's an offering, whether it's a promise, whether it's a vow. These are all sacrifices that we're bringing to the table and trying to negotiate a right standing with God based on those human works. Well, you're not going to find that teaching in the Word of God. The Word of God is faith in Jesus Christ from start to finish. So it's faith alone. And then we see that it all rests upon Jesus Christ to his glory and praise. And that word glory, you know, when I was a kid and then when I started reading some theological books and, you know, it'd say, hey, the chief aim of man is to glorify God. Well, that sounds a little egotistical from God's, you know, it seems like he just wants all of this praise. Well, to give God glory is to simply recognize truth, that it is by grace that we're saved, that it is Jesus Christ alone that brings about our salvation. And when we recognize that truth, and that's what the word glory means, to apprehend, to fully apprehend, to think. So when we fully apprehend what Christ has done for us, then all we can do is to give praise to God. And that's what this resource is all about. We want to put it in your hands, and I think it's going to make a big difference in your life.
And it's available for your gift during the month of October, which, of course, as I said, ends this Tuesday. We encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net, click that donate button, or you can use the same universal number that we give every day, 844-322-2742. Use that number to make your gift to Basic Gospel. We'll send you a copy of the Reformation Project. I hope you'll take advantage of this before this offer ends.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Going fantastic. What's on your mind today, my friend?
I was listening to a minister on the radio earlier today, and he was saying that the Bible says you have to work out your salvation. I was just wanting to know where it says that and what exactly do you think he's meaning by that. And I'll go ahead and get off the phone and listen to your answer.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Jim. It's great to hear from you, and that's an excellent question. He's referring to a passage out of the book of Philippians. Chapter 2, I think it's 11 and 12, or 12 and 13. And here's what it says. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But the passage doesn't end there. We need to read verse 13 because that gives us the answer to what it means to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It says, for it is God who works in you both the will and to work for his good pleasure. Yeah. So we've talked about time and time again that this new life that we have in Christ Jesus first started in our spirits. Yeah. We were made alive in our spirits. Jesus Christ came to live inside of us. So what does that tell us? That this Christian life is an inside-out life. So it starts deep within us, and then it works itself out. Well, who's the source of that? Well, it's Christ. It's Christ himself. As Paul wrote, it is God who works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. So Christ is alive, living inside of us. He is working inside of us. What is he working? For us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So what does it mean to work out your salvation? It simply means to work out what God has been working in. So if you get in a situation, for example, where somebody has wronged you or has offended you, well, what is God going to be working in you? Forgiveness. What does the Bible say? Forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven you. Well, that doesn't come easy. That's not a simple task. So what does God do? He starts to work that forgiveness inside of us. Well, how do we work it out? Well, we go to the person and we extend forgiveness. That's how we work out this salvation that God has been working inside of us. So it says that we're to love others as God in Christ has loved us. Well, man, that's not something that we can produce through human effort. That's not something that we can gin up just at any given notice. That has to come from Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love. So as Christ works his love inside of us, guess what's going to flow through us? So that's all Paul is saying here, to work out what God is working in. And I think the operative word is God. God is at work. Yes. So as far as our stories are concerned, who's the main character? God himself. So when we try to make us the main character, then we're missing the point of Scripture. So we have to rest, depend, abide in Christ. And as we do, we're going to see the fruit of his life being lived out in the marketplace. It's going to affect all of our relationships, and it's a wonderful thing to see. Yeah. And when you see it, you don't take credit for it. You step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for doing your work in and through me.
Yes, indeed. Jim, thank you for your call, and it's great to hear from you as always. And friends, if you have a question, give us a call, 844-322-2742, at that same number that we give every day, 844-322-2742. Guys, a program note, we have a very special thing coming up this Monday, and it's going to be fun for us and for our listeners, I believe, as John Andrews, the Outlaw Preacher, is going to be joining us, and we look very, very much forward to that. John has written several books that encompass his experiences as a member of a motorcycle gang, where he started pretty much, and his growth in Christ as he moves along. And Bob and Richard, I have really enjoyed his books, and I think you have.
Well,
too.
he is an excellent writer.
Yes,
and he is
a crazy man.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I was going to say he's filled with personality, man. You just like this guy. I mean, you just like hanging out with him, and he does something in his writing that is just, I think, phenomenal. You know, we all have these conversations that kind of perpetuate in these heads of ours. You know, regardless of where we are, we're always kind of talking to ourselves, and we're talking to the Lord, and we're trying to figure out things. And in that conversation, you know, as far as believers are concerned, we're asking about different passages and how these things, and in John's writings, he brings that to his pages. So his yes. main character is this outlaw preacher, and he's just, you just fall in love with him. You just think, gosh, he is a guy that I want to know. And he's just constantly bringing the Word of God and his relationship with Christ into every situation, whether good or bad, whether peaceful and happy or tense and dangerous and those sort of things. But it's a fun ride. Yeah. All of his books are fun rides to take, and we're privileged and honored to have him with us on Monday's broadcast. That's John Andrews, the Outlaw Preacher. That's his series. He's written 4 books. You can find them on Amazon. We'll have a link up on our website Monday, and we'll certainly encourage you to go and get a copy of his books if you're looking for an outstanding read that's going to teach you. Yes. You're not going to think it's teaching you, but
it is.
But at the end, you're going to say, "Gosh, I learned some things about this life in Christ I have through this book." And then you're just going to say, "Wow, what a fun ride that was!" So, join us on Monday's broadcast for John Andrews.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, a question from our dear friend Lucy, who lives in San Diego. And her question is this. She says, Ryan asked the question that had been rumbling around in my mind for a while, except my question is about God's mood. If, as some of my friends and most radio ministers believe, God responds or reacts to us, he would be mad, sad, displeased, and unavailable to us at every given moment of the day because we're doing things that make him mad, sad, and displeased, and withdrawn. To describe conversations, I would just use the New Covenant messages. What do you say?
Well, we have to, I think, get rid of this thinking that God reacts to us.
Yeah.
It's always the other way around. God initiates, we respond. That's how it works. That's called grace. God is choosing to initiate to us. He is choosing to reveal to us his heart of love for us. I mean, that's the great reveal in the gospel, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, most of us, we walk around and based on the things that we do, based on the things that we say, based on the things that we think, based on the Ten Commandments, we believe God is just up there sick at his stomach at us, that he's just disgusted with us. But that's what our sin is telling us. That's what our constant failures are telling us. But that's never been true of God toward us. He loved us before the foundation of the world. I love that passage in I believe it's 1 Peter, where he said, Christ was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. That Christ was foreknown, this plan of Christ to come and take away our sins existed before the world even existed.
Yeah.
So why? Because God's love for us has always been there. And so the great reveal to us in the gospel message is that we get to see what the heart of God was for us all along. He loved us. That's why he sent Jesus. Now, there's lots of folks that think Jesus changed the heart of God toward us. No, Jesus changed our heart toward God. Yep. It's a big difference. It's a huge difference. Jesus, the fact that he showed up, the fact that he became one of us, the fact that he took upon himself flesh and blood and offered his body to take away sin once and for all is just evidence of the great love that God has for us. So everything that God does in this relationship is to, I'm going to use this word, strengthen the relationship, but not from his side,
yeah,
but
from ours.
From ours.
Right.
So he's never going to, just respond in anger and those sort of things toward us, because that's not his heart toward us. He is going to respond to us in love and do everything that he desires to do so that we can experience the fullness of that love. Richard?
If you have some time, I encourage you to go online and look at the various myths, the Greek myths, the Norse myths, or the Roman gods, perhaps the Indian gods. And if you look at those stories about their gods, what you will see are gods who are fickle, gods who are moody, gods who are always reacting to us. Our God is not those gods. And when
right.
you hear somebody teaching this, they're teaching you that mythology instead of Jesus. Don't listen to
right.
it.
Right. So when Lucy says, I want to point people to the new covenant,
absolutely.
That's exactly right, because you see the real heart of God for man. And what's our response to that? Well, it's a response called faith.
Yeah.
It's coming to the point where we believe that God actually loves us. As Paul wrote in Romans 8, I am convinced.
Yes.
Now, this was a lifelong process, but he came to the point that he was convinced that absolutely nothing could separate him from the love of God that he experienced and discovered in Christ Jesus. The same is true for you, my friend. Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Yes.
And God is going to continue to show forth his love in every way possible so you can rest, relax, and enjoy.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's good news as always on Basic Gospel. And friends, the only way that Basic Gospel is able to be here on the air and online each day is due to the faithful support of you, our listeners, and we need your ongoing help to keep this ministry of good news available, to reach out with the truth of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as our thanks for your gift during the month of October, which is soon coming to an end, well, we have our DVD series, The Reformation Project, for you. It's all about the five truths that ignited the Protestant Reformation, truths that also ignite Reformation in the human heart. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of The Reformation Project. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or donate online at our website, basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again on Monday after a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.